All right, we're back with our pregame show now, talking with Revere football coach Lou Ciccatelli. And coach, welcome back. And I know it's not the start that you wanted, but the guys have been persevering. So how you doing overall?
Doing well and doing very well. You know, we're 0-3 right now. Obviously, we'd like to be 3-0. We lost some very close games where two games we could have easily been looking at 2-1. We missed a couple of conversions. Mm-hmm. Extra points have been our Achilles heel this year, as has the chasing of the two-point conversion. And it's basically cost us two close games. So we're fixing that. We're working harder at it during practice, obviously, and hopefully we can get the ship pointed in the right direction again.
Well, that plays into a couple of things. First of all, Medford, you lost by 2 points, 30-28, and then 3 to Lynn Classical last weekend, 21-18. And a couple of things that I'm wondering about, Coach. First of all, you know, they talk about relief pitchers should have short memories and goaltenders in hockey should have short memories. But that works well, too, in all sports, doesn't it, especially if you've had a rough week?
Oh, without question. I mean, the kids know. They know the deal. And they know what we got to correct. And if we don't do it, like I told them, we're going to be in a lot of close games this year. That's the bottom line. We're a young team. We lost a lot of kids last year, 16 season. We've got a lot of new guys at different positions, and kicker is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Kicker is one of them. So they know that, you know, they have to get it together, work harder, and fix those little problems if we're gonna make any noise this year.
I think it was Paul Ingram was telling me a couple of weeks ago that, you know, when you come to practice on the first day and you see a kid who's naturally talented as a place kicker or as a punter and he's got it makes your life easier. And when you don't have that, then you have to develop it. And that's not an easy skill to develop, is it?
It's one of the hardest ones, I think. And it's one of the hardest ones to coach for me as a head coach.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've actually brought a couple of college kickers in to help some of the kids. And, yeah, usually you got one or two kids that you see that can kick the ball. It's not the case this year with us.
Yeah.
You know, so we're ad-libbing, even on kickoff. We're ad-libbing a lot on kickoff, trying to do a lot of different schemes, if you will, with the kickoff and just trying to find someone that can do it and do it right.
I can only imagine being a teacher and a coach. Coach, your kids, it looks like on paper anyway, because I haven't seen any games, but it looks like they're tough kids. You bounce back from Masconomet and gave Classical a run for the money. So the mindset at practice this week, how is that?
It's very, very good. I mean, the bottom line is, like I said before, they're young kids, but they're getting it finally, especially on defense. We couldn't play any better on Friday night against Lynn Classical.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest with you. But, you know, I tip my hat to Lynn Classical with 5 minutes to go. They went 85 yards and had a drive that ultimately won the game. But my kids are finally getting it. It took them a few weeks. There's a lot of kids at new positions. You know, some kids have never played a defensive end position or a linebacker, and that's a lot of teaching.
Yeah.
It's the young kids, and the good thing is they're watching film, and they're correcting their mistakes, and my coaches are also doing a good job helping them get better.
Excellent.
And, you know, that's kind of where we're at.
Have you had to move kids around, kids who might have been in one position, but you said, you know, with your experience, we got to put you somewhere else?
Yeah, we've done that quite a bit, but you know what? Sometimes that can be detrimental to what you're trying to do, especially on defense.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm at the point now where it's week 3. I've got a depth chart. If you're a defensive end now, guess what? You're staying at defensive end. If you're a linebacker,
yeah. It's
the only way
younger
kids are going to understand the concepts and get better at a certain position.
Yeah. At this point, I'm sure you know the kids now and they know you. And speaking of that, Coach, tell me a little bit about your captains.
My captains this year, Anthony DeStefano, who was a captain as a junior. He's back with us, John DeSimone, and Victor Rivera, all seniors.
All right.
Thus far, great job. The three of them have been doing a great job with leadership, not only in football, but inside the building, in the locker room, and keeping everything in check.
Terrific. That makes your coach's job a little easier. Okay, you got Gloucester, and the Fishermen had a tough time two weeks ago, and they had a crazy, awful first quarter against Swampscott, but bounced back. So what do you see in your visit up to Newell Stadium?
They're a good football team, as always. Coach Zarilli always puts a good product out there, does a great job. I think they're young. I think they're going through some growing pains, it looks like, also. So, you know, one thing about Gloucester, you always know they're prepared, and probably one of the hottest places to play is up in Gloucester, without question. So we're going to have to bring our A game. We know that. We've had a great week of practice, and, you know, we think we can be competitive on Friday night, and we'll see where it goes.
All right, Coach, as always, best of luck, and hold on here when we're through. Good luck on Friday night against Gloucester.
Thanks for having me, as always. Appreciate it.
Thanks. That's Revere football coach Lou Ciccatelli.